Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Geek Parent, connecting modern parenting and today's nerdy generation.
Take it down one time.
And he's up there and he's in the zone.
We educate and entertain parents through board games, video games, tech discoveries, and STEM education. Inspiring a new generation starts now.
Right now? I think it's starting right now. I think it's perhaps right now.
Right now.
Welcome to the Geek Parent Radio. I'm Kat Mahoney.
And I'm Josh Ostetler. We'll be with you for the next 30 minutes to discuss some of today's tech gadgets, games, education, discoveries, and parenting in the digital age.
And tonight on the Geek Parent Talk Show, wow, did I just slur my words there? On the Geek Parent Talk Show, we focus on safety and security in your home. And tonight we have Richard Eng, who's from the Nepalware Corporation CEO and founder. And he's here to talk with us about NepaSmart Internet of Things Home Monitoring Camera. Richard, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Hi. Hi, Kat. Hi, Joss and the viewers.
Hello.
Thank you for having me.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us.
Pleasure to have you. Yes, exactly. Now, Richard, as a parent, I found that the home monitoring system, the Nepo, do you say NepoSmart or NepoSmart? I know it sounds
NepoSmart.
Two different ways. NepoSmart, that's what I thought. Okay,
right.
But it's actually a rather useful device for the home because it can do so many different things beyond simple home security. Can you explain to us and the listeners what it actually does and some of the benefits of the camera?
Sure. So with NepoSmart camera, the idea there is that you should be informed and get instant notification should you leave your garage door or electronic gates door open. And when you find out that it's open, you can then view real-time video, and then you could instantly close your garage door from your smartphone. So effectively from anywhere you are, you could then also decide you can open your garage door and view the real-time video on what's happening around your house, around your door. And this is particularly useful for friends. If you have friends that want to drop off packages to your house and you're not home, you could talk to them, you could view it, you could then open the garage door for them. Or perhaps you have a dog walker that can retrieve and return your dog to your garage door. And this can also be very useful for business with warehouse, where you could remotely open and close the warehouse door and let contractors retrieve or leave materials. So that's one part of the benefit of NepoSmart integrated to the camera. And if I could add one more new innovation that
mm-hmm.
we have, which is we have recently added where NepoSmart can monitor perimeters and can instantly alert you of any perimeter breach by sending you push notification, email with pictures, and even video. So imagine this. Every one of us has a perimeter that matters to us, whether it's our house or our driveway, and then if someone crosses that perimeter, they violated or you know that they breached those perimeters. What we have in here is a product that will allow you to then, if someone crossed through an invisible beams, it could either be a dog or it could be someone or your friend or even a delivery person. You will instantly get an email on your phone and you will see the picture of that person crossing that beam instantly. So we're about, our NepoSmart camera is not about just viewing the video. It's about controlling and being informed and actually connecting you to what matters to you.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. So when my wife leaves the garage door open, I can just, instead of going up to check and or having to call her, I can just check my phone.
Yes, you could view the video instantly, and you could see it even at the broad daylight or even at night, pitch black, and then you could say, hey, no one's there, someone left it, and then you could just press a button on your smartphone, and then or even issue a voice command and says, hey, please close my garage door, and it would just close.
Very cool. So what motivated you to come up with NepoSmart?
Oh, all right. That's a good point. I've actually lost many different things inside my garage as a result of myself leaving it open, or I would blame members of my family leaving it open, right? I almost lost my dog several times. Not knowing the whole day, not knowing, and they just escaped through the garage door opening and then wandered around the neighborhood. And it's lucky that in all those cases, I have good neighbors that actually saying, hey, what is your dog doing there? And then bring it to our house. So, and then I said, hey, I really want to get notified. I really need to know anytime if my door is open or if my door remains open for a certain period of time so I could set it so that it says, hey, if my garage door is open more than 5 minutes, send me an alert as well and give me a picture of that and a video. And then if it's open again for another 5 minutes, do that again. And I also want to proactively guard my perimeters so that I could be informed if any of the people, either I know them or I don't know them, are actually crossing that perimeters. And I'll immediately see their face. I could zoom in and see their face clearly in my smartphone. And I can do whatever I need to do. I can also, through NepoSmart, talk to them because it has a built-in camera. Built-in mic and speaker, and I can say, "Hey, you are in my private property. Get off, please."
Mm-hmm.
Or I could be more inviting. I could say, "Hey, come on in." Right? I can open my garage door for you. Come on in. Please leave the package to my garage door, and then I'll gladly close it for you.
Right. And that's what I liked about this camera was that it had a lot of functionality to it. Not only was it able to open and close the garage door, and I like the point that if you did have somebody who maybe, for instance, I have kids, and they lock themselves out of the house, and I end up, I can leave my garage entryway into my house open, but I can let them in through the garage so that they don't have to worry about not having the key. And I don't have to be home in order to do that. And I liked, I liked that ability. Yep, that was probably one of my favorite functionalities of it and uses of it. And then the fact that I could monitor and use the camera as a, motion detection and so forth and feel a little safer for that. What my main concern was, for instance, there are some home security systems that require a lot of space, but then we have to have the subscriptions and so forth. But
right.
We don't really need that with the NepoSmart, do we? How does that actually work with storing your own videos?
Right. So that's absolutely, Kat, straight to the point here. Yes, we do not charge subscription. Because the key thing in our design of NepoSmart is that anything that's related to your home, the privacy of your home, we do not want to store your account details, how you access your camera outside of your control. So how we do it here is that we store your details. Actually, you store your details inside the camera. And you also store your details to open and close your garage door or to view on the smart devices that you use. So none of those information is actually stored outside of your control. So in other words, when you download the NepoSmart app, it will not ask you to sign up for an external account. It will not do that. Nor will you be forced to store your video or your images outside of your house, for instance. So cut to your question. We could store images and videos to the SD card that you could actually put in the NepoSmart camera. That's one option. Second option, if you have a router at home, which almost all of us have, oftentimes in the router there is a USB at the back where you could plug a disk. And with NepoSmart, you could actually use those disks as an FTP server so that if there is motion detected or the garage door open or someone crossed the beam, those pictures and videos will automatically get stored. Now, in those two cases that I gave you, they're all within your control. One is the SD card, which is in your camera, in your house, and the other one is the router, which is, again, in your house. Now, for those people that says, hey, you know what? I want to store something outside. We also provide that capability for free, which we integrate with Dropbox. So now you could say, Kat or Josh, you could say, I have my own Dropbox account. I can then upload the picture so that when there is motion or when there is someone open and close the door, it will automatically upload images to my Dropbox account, which I can view later anywhere. So we provide those kinds of options. And obviously, for those advanced users, if they want to create their own FTP server in Amazon Web Services or Azure or any other public cloud there, they could do that as well. I guess the key I want to make in here is that we give users the choice to store where they want to store, and we will not charge them for viewing their own video.
Right. And I think that I feel more secure doing that as well because, you know, other systems, you get iffy. You hear about how clouds are hacked into and so forth, and now you have people who are watching your videos live on YouTube.
Absolutely. And I guess when I talk to people in here and they appreciate this, is this. If you decide, hey, I really want to change my password, in NepoSmart, when you change the password, you only know it's changed inside the camera in the devices you own. None of those passwords is stored outside. In other system, if you actually change the password, that password is stored outside, right? And as soon as you change it, you will never be guaranteed that someone else out there will have access to those passwords.
Right.
See, I think I have a little system that I'm just using for I actually have an old iPhone that I have setting up, and I've had it used in various places. And that's one of the problems that I have is, A, just it's all out on the web somewhere. But B, going back to the storage, I can only go back, a couple hours and check video without paying a premium for their storage. It's good enough to use and to keep track. I actually have it out in the pool to make sure none of the kids or the neighborhood kids are jumping in the pool. But it's a pain to pay for extra storage when I have, a multitude of things around the house that I could use for storage.
Right.
So that makes perfect sense. What are some of the other things that NepoSmart, some of the other things that make it stand out from some of the other various security devices that you can get?
One of the things that we've invested a lot of time and effort is to really simplify it. And one simplification, I think, that is above the other competitors that we have is this. Once you can access your video from your iPhone or an Android device, for instance, you don't have to worry. You don't even have to do any port forwarding. For those people that's been doing router IP address changes, port number changes, you don't have to do any of those. Right.
Yeah,
so
very cool.
What you have to do right now is that as soon as you are at home and you instantly connect your camera to your Wi-Fi network, and then you can now instantly search from your iPhone and you could access it. You can now walk out of the door, go to any countries you want, and you'll be able to access that video. And then if for some reason your internet service provider changed the port number or, something happened and then the new port number, new IP addresses got put in, NepoSmart has the backend intelligence to be able to figure that out and do all kinds of discovery so that at the end of the day, the user, they will not say, oh, wow, my IP address changed. I now have to go to my router, forward it to this particular, during those times, I have no access to my video. So that's not the case here. So if I were to highlight something from a technology perspective, that's one of these. And that makes it super simple for people to use because once you could connect and once you could see your video, you could just walk out and do anything, anywhere. We were in Alaska Airlines traveling and we can open and close our garage door through Alaska Airlines. So basically that's what it is. And you don't have to worry about port numbers. You don't have to worry about IP addresses.
Very cool. I know that's one of the things. I run a couple servers at home, and I always have to do, the DNS settings or, basically giving myself an outside static IP, on the ever-revolving one. So, with this,
that's right.
You don't have to do that. That's very cool.
Yeah, we don't have to do any of those. You don't have to sign up for static IP address. None of those needed.
And, you know, Josh, I think this is a great product for like someone like you who has a lot of space and knows the server, you know, server space on their own as well, and for someone who really loves their gadgets and has, you know, all the necessities for the garage and stuff. I think you'd really love this product. It's definitely something I can see you using. And you know what, Richard, I kind of want to just cover real quickly what the Nepo Smart can do with the smartwatch. This is amazing. How has this become synced with this? What do you actually have to do? And tell our users how it benefits with the smartwatch.
Okay, sure. I'll step through it very quickly. So for instance, if you now have an Android phone and with Android Wear, as soon as you download the app to the Android phone, it will automatically, when it's connected to the watch, in this case Android Wear, it will just sequence, and then the app that we provide, which we have written carefully to make sure it works properly, that particular app will then automatically get downloaded to the watch. So why did we do this? Basically what it is then is that from your watch, you could see your video. Yeah, we play a very short video on the watch. And while you're driving, for instance, and you do not want to, you want to open the garage, you don't want to get to your pocket, open your smartphone, log in or whatever, and then press open. From the watch, you could just shake it and you could say activate, or you could tap a button there, and it will just open your garage door. So that's one of the things that we did, because we want to be advanced and we want to know that, hey, at the end of the day, you know, more and more people will use their watch. More and more people right now are using their phone. And then, you know, why do I have to get my watch? Why do I have to get my phone if from the watch I could actually see my garage opening and closing, and that I could just easily tap it and open and close it? So that's what we did with the smartwatch integration.
I think that's a great idea, especially with such modernized technology that's coming out now. I think you guys are keeping up with the bandwagon there. Richard, before I let you go, where can our listeners get a NepoSmart Internet of Things camera?
Right. So right now we're selling it online at neposmart.com. That's our website. And if people forget, Nepo, it spells backward, open. Open, you spell it backward, it's Nepo.
Wow.
So that's what it is. It's Nepo Smart. Go to our website. It has a lot of tutorial information there. It has, and then you could buy. People can buy directly online there. Or we have a special order arrangement right now with Lowe's. Right now here in Washington, in Bellevue. So we put the number in our website. So for people who wants to order it, and they would rather go to a store and order it from a store, they could do that as well. Right. So then we will obviously keep expanding as more and more. This is a new product, but we have been running this product for 1.5 years right now to make sure it's solid, to make sure it's secure, and to make sure that it's always connected and do the job. Right. So, and then we keep innovating. Like, I think I remember Josh said you have a pool and swimming pool and those kinds of things. Hey, Josh, you might want to guard this with a perimeter beam so that you know at any point in time if a kid is not supposed to be in the pool, and then they cross it, and then you will get informed instantly as to who is doing that.
And then I can yell at him.
Get out of my yard.
Or you could yell at them, or you know instantly what to do, right?
Yeah.
That's right.
Day or night.
That's right.
Awesome.
And I think it's an excellent idea. Richard, thank you for your time and telling us more about the NepoSmart.
It's
been a pleasure. And we'll have that website information up on our own website and our social media as well at thegeekparent.com to let our listeners know where they can grab their NepoSmart. And Richard, I hope to have you on again with some more of your innovations as NepoSmart kind of grows and gets bigger and bigger.
My pleasure. Kat and Joss, thank you for having me, and I really appreciate it. If people have any question, feel free to visit our website, and there is a 1-800 number to call there, or direct support or sales or anyone else, and then we will respond immediately. We are a Washington-based company here in the U.S., so we could do that very, very quickly.
Thank you,
Richard, so much. I appreciate it. Let's talk again soon.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Very cool.
Okay.
Ooh, what was that one?
Well,
that was a new one. That was a new one.
That was a new one. And I think I had that a little bit too loud because I just, you know, popped in your eardrum here. Great guy to talk to, very enthusiastic. I love people who are enthusiastic about their own product. And speaking of that intro that we had there, it was a new intro, and since I'm not hearing very well because of the intro, I'm going to give it over to Josh so he can tell us a little bit about App of the Week that he's discovered this week.
All right, so the App of the Week this week, I'm going off of, I had a home security one picked out, and I kind of changed my mind because as my Facebook post earlier this week stated, this app gave me a touch of the feels. It's a pretty cool app. It's been all over the news so far, good and bad, but the app is Google Photos. Yes, last week Google announced a new version of their Google Photos, and with this, you upload your photos. It's available on Android, iOS, and there's also an app to download onto your computer. And you download or upload your photos to the Google web servers. At a high-quality picture, you get unlimited storage. If you want to store, like, original quality pictures, then you have 17 gigabytes of storage. You can buy more storage if you want. 100 gigs is $1.99 a month. So it's pretty reasonable for storage space. Then you get with it. And what really caused the feels is that as you're uploading pictures, and I think I uploaded about 6,000 pictures or so, and from as far back as 2004, I believe. And as you're uploading pictures, I kept getting these notifications, and you check out these notifications, and Google like does some, they make some collages from them, and they'll stitch together pictures that you try to make it into a panoramic picture out of, or you took a bunch of them, like I took some of the backyard and kind of snapped it so I had every little bit of the backyard and it stitched them together into a panoramic picture. And it made one of the other things that it did that was really cool was it took a lot of pictures. I know a lot of people, when you take pictures now, every picture is free basically. So whenever I take pictures, I'm like snapping it crazy, trying to get a bunch of them out, you know, just trying to catch that perfect shot. And what it does is it actually stitches those together into a little animation. And some of them are kind of quirky, and, you know, I had one that was, what was it? It was one, we went to Disney last year, we went to Universal Studios, and there was one with a bunch of superheroes that we got on backstage and got to talk to a bunch of the superheroes, Cyclops, Wolverine stuff. And so it kind of like, there was like three or four shots of that, and they're all kind of different poses. So it was like us jumping to different poses. So it was kind of odd. But there's another one with Storm, and it looked like her cape was flowing. I think there was three pictures where she would like throw her cape up and catch his pose. And it looked like her cape was flowing and the kids were flexing. So that was very cool.
Wow.
And then there was one of my dad and my son dancing at my brother's wedding. And we just had some short, like three or four pictures of them dancing. And then when it stitched together, it looked like they were, it was a moving, I mean, it was a GIF. They were dancing. So it was pretty cool. And then what they did is for our trip, last year we went to Legoland. And there's a bunch of videos and some pictures, and it stitched together these videos that were taken of my son riding the carts, and then of some different pictures of him at Legoland, and it stitched them all together into like this little movie. And it was just really cool the way it did that and captured all these pictures in the same day. And then it does some like books and what have you. So It's a really cool app. There's a lot of controversy out right now about it, in the fact that, you know, other products, you know, the uploaded the app or what have you is the product in Google. They're giving it for free, so we're the product. But, you know, I'm just, I believe, you know, I'm a conspiracy theorist like the next person, but I just don't really care, I guess.
Right. Like, you're so
the
honest.
The ease of use for this is, I have Apple. I mean, I'm an Apple fan. I love Apple products,
right.
But I've gotten so frustrated lately with the Apple Photos and the limitations. I mean, yeah, it's nice that the way it breaks some of them down, but Google has done it just so nicely, and so it's so effortless, and just the way that it, you know, it comes up and it sequences these, and it captures actually faces really well, considering children can be a difficult one, especially kids that look similar.
Right.
But you can search through pictures. It caught food. And so it's got like a food one where it shows all the food pictures I've taken and all the car pictures I've taken. And I just keep getting these notifications all day long of different pictures. All my photos are uploaded. But now Google's algorithm keeps running in the background and combing through my 6,000 pictures and finding pictures that go together, and they do little things with them. So it's a really cool app. It gives you a touch of the feels. If, you know, looking back on your children when, you know, you were holding them when they were first born, and seeing little pictures of, you know, as children, as a baby, you snap those three pictures real quick because you want to get a good shot. Well, I never deleted those, so it stitched them together, and here's my little Bella moving as, you know, from the three pictures. So it's a really cool app that brings emotion to something that's basically could realistically just be a picture on the screen.
Exactly. I think Google knows how to do that with photos. They've just been so good. I've had them for, 15 years now with photos, and now that they're doing this, I'm for sure going to be looking at my photos a lot more. I have to agree with you, Josh. It does make you a little nostalgic as you're looking at your kids. It gives you that emotional state where you're like, wow, has the time flown by? You know, it really makes you look back on certain things that you probably, if we didn't have those pictures, we probably would not have ever remembered. So it makes a big difference.
I've looked back on my pictures before, but it's just the way that they did it, and the music, and I've seen some other people's videos, and the music's all the same. And as it progresses, I'm sure they will get, you know, they'll branch out some more. But it's just the way it was displayed was pretty cool.
And speaking of the feels, Josh, I'm going to touch base on something that's kind of similar to what you're talking about as far as being nostalgic and having emotion with an app. I don't know if you've heard of this, but it's a new app. It delivers messages to loved ones after they've passed away. So this app, what you do is you make your voice messages and things like that to the people you love, and then when you pass away, it will be sent to those people, and they can go ahead and listen to messages that you've left behind. So you might want to check that out. If you have not seen it yet, you can visit us at thegeekparent.com.
You're listening to The Geek Parent, connecting modern.
And that's it for The Geek Parent Radio. I'm Pat Mahoney, and time goes by so fast. Thank you for allowing us into your homes, and all the links, photos, and more information will be on thegeekparent.com.
And you can keep updated with our discussions, upcoming guests, and future topics on Facebook, Twitter, and Google. Just visit our website and click the social media links.
Enjoy the rest of your week, and we look forward to talking to you again right here every Thursday evening at 6:30. Hi. I'm Kat Mahoney.
And I'm Josh Hostetler. See you next week. Same geek time, same geek channel.